to us. Your expression of sympathy will always be remembered. This one is for the Sisters of Faith. Chesterville Community Church, Sisters of Faith. Thank you for the beautiful flowers. Your kindness and thoughtfulness is greatly appreciated and means so much to our family during this difficult time. With sincere gratitude, and it's got the same sentiment on it, and Jan wrote these out for Dad. Thank you. Okay, and then in honor of mothers everywhere, but especially the ones that are here today, and the mothers that we've lost and are still in our hearts. So you can, well, whichever. Do you want to come up, or do you want us to hand them out?
Yeah, maybe somebody could pass them around.
So we want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, and I hope that the rain holds off. We have a little bit this morning, but it's gone, I think, right now. So we wrap them, and we didn't do it last night because we wanted to stay in the water as long as we could. So anyhow, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Oh, also, I have another announcement. We're going getting her master's degree. She graduates Friday. Can't hear you.
It's already packed.
Okay, any other announcements? If not, for those of you that don't know, you grew up here in town, most of her life. We all went to Highland. So I told him I was surprised to see him here today. And we usually sing happy birthdays and happy anniversaries. So you walked right into that. They were married here 50 years ago. Wow.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.
I'm glad you guys came today and let us know that. Yeah. Amen.
We're missing one song leader if you want to volunteer.
She's actually on the computer here, so.
Oh, okay. Great.
Start singing loud.
Dad, sing us a song.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to Hyla. No further announcements. Please join me in prayer for the invocation. God the Father, we thank you for another beautiful day, for bringing us all together here today as we worship you. We ask that your words would come through Pastor David today for us. We thank you for the gift of mothers whose love and guidance reflects your boundless compassion. Bless the grandmothers, stepmothers, and spiritual mothers who have shaped our lives with grace and sacrifice. Grant them wisdom and joy in their daily lives. And we ask that everyone would leave here today having received a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our call to worship is in your insert. We gather today to worship the God who first loved us. From the very beginning, God has shown us the heart of a parent. Tender, strong, protective, and never failing.
We come with grateful hearts.
For the mothers who have loved us, for those who have nurtured, taught, prayed, and sacrificed, visible reflections of God's faithful care.
Thank you, Lord, for every mother's love.
For those whose arms are empty today, for those who long to be mothers, for those who carry the weight of loss or strained relationships, you see every heart, and you are near.
We worship God who comforts and heals.
Come, let us worship the one who created life, who knit us together in our mother's wombs, and who calls us his beloved children.
We lift our hearts and voices to you, our God, our Father, and our Mother. We are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
So this is going to be sort of a special music thing. I put the words in the insert so you could follow along. It's going to be, I think, relatively hard to sing with it because it's kind of an irregular timing to it, but I put the words in case I stumble with them. At least you can get the meaning out of it. It's basically around Psalm 139, being knit in our mother's wombs. And I understand from the source that this is actually a several thousand year old Hebrew prayer that got set to music and obviously translated to English. It's a little bit of a reach for me, but it was so beautiful. I thought I would try it even without my partner here. So I offer it as I go. Sort of a thing of praise and worship rather than a performance. So anyway.
Very good. You can stand or sing along if you would like.
You formed me deep inside the womb. Before I ever breathed, you knew. You stretched the heavens by your hand. You are the maker of all things. You made me. You know me. You saw me before I could speak. Fearfully, wonderfully, I was woven by your hand so deep. Yeah, I stand in awe and see. You made me. You made me. You called me by a name you gave. You hold me even when I stray. My life was never mine alone. I'm yours, I'm yours. You made me, you know me. You saw me before I could speak. Fearfully, wonderfully, I was woven by your hand so deep. Yeah, I stand in awe and see. You made me. And even when I don't feel strong, you remind me I belong. Not by words, not by fame, just by the power of your name. Oh, yeah, my maker, here I give my praise. You made me, you know me, you saw me before I could speak. Fearfully, wonderfully, I was woven by your hand so deep. Yeah, I stand in awe and see. You made me. You made me.
Doxology. Praise.
praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our mothers. We thank you for our sisters, our daughters. We thank you for all that you have given us. We thank you for the talents. Thank you for our abilities. Thank you for all the gifts that you have given us throughout our years. We ask that you receive a portion of those blessings back to you in the form of tithes and our offerings. We ask that you use these for your purpose and your glory. We ask that you multiply these dollars and you keep us ever mindful as to the proper and correct use, that we may reach out with your love, with your kingdom, with your mercy, with your grace. And we pray all this in your precious and glorious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Time for concerns and praises.
Okay, an update on our, as you know, she had broken her and surgery, and she's leaving a rehab place, a nursing home in Delaware. And then also, I don't know if we had it on there, but passed away while we were in Florida, but they had a memorial yesterday for him at Highland, and it was really nice. It wasn't nice for the reason, but we got to see a lot of old friends. And
I didn't know anything about that. He was in the same class.
Yeah.
I suppose it was on Facebook.
Yeah, it was.
All right, that's it.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned.
Back to the hospital again.
Yes. Okay. Thanks.
I have a praise, Mike, who is graduates today from.
Wow.
So can you imagine how busy Columbus is with Mother's Day and graduation? There's only 1,000 this time. And also, I wanted to let you know that who didn't think she really was sick.
Oh, wow.
So we'll remember her.
Yes, she was here last Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back out of the hospital and able to take me to the store and stuff now in the bank. She did pretty good. And they kept talking about flipping her heart. I think she may have been thinking of defibrillation or something like that.
Yeah.
But she kept telling me they wanted to flip her heart.
Any others?
Do you want to mention what's happening Tuesday afternoon?
Well, I think everyone here knows. Yeah, we'll be doing the closing Tuesday.
How would we know? We didn't know. How would we know?
It's just the trustees with the attorneys.
Yeah. Al is home now.
Okay.
And again, praise the Lord for some effort that I put in moving friends, and that's been going well. So thanks for that.
I got a praise. I don't need that microphone. I can speak loud enough.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Yeah, up and around.
I've had, you all know, I've had injuries back to back. And luckily I'm able to walk, able to stand.
Great.
For a very long period of time. But getting better as time goes on. So thank you all for the prayers. Appreciate it. And just keep on keeping on.
Great to see you.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to see you. You remember the older son has been in the hospital in the past week. He's only 20 years old. I think he weighs 110 now. Told me yesterday. Yes, they're in the process of waiting for test results to see what's going on with his body, but he's very weak and losing weight pretty quick. So that's why I added to our prayer list. That's it, Pastor.
All right, let's go to prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the moderating temperatures. Again, we just thank you for the celebration of our mothers, those women that you have placed in our lives that have shaped us, nurtured us, corrected us, helped you create the individuals that you want us to be. God, we just ask that you continue to be with her as she heals from her fall, as she is going to the nursing facility. We just ask that it be a time of great healing, a time of strengthening, a time of getting better and getting back to herself. We also lift up who is back in the hospital. We just ask that you continue to be with him. It's been a long, long road for him, and we just ask that you continue to minister to him and give him your love and your encouragement. We thank you that mom was her own is healing. She's getting better. We thank you for that. We ask that you're with as she is now dealing with pneumonia. Allow us to be there and help her in whatever way she might need assistance as she continues to move forward. We're grateful that she is out of the hospital and doing better. Also, is home as well. We ask that you are with you're with the doctors and the nurses and those who are in charge of his care as they continue to search for why the weight loss and what the problem is with him. We just ask that you comfort the family as he goes through this as well. We're grateful that his back and his surgeries went well. We just ask that you continue to strengthen him and heal him as well. Thank you for nursing and care for him as he was mending as well. God, we just ask that you are with all involved in the closing. I know we as a church are grateful to have it out from under us, not being. But God, I really ask that those moving in just enjoy it. I love seeing all of the new families and all of the newness coming into Chesterville. I just pray that you continue to grow this community, strengthen this community, drive out that which has been problematic in this community. Let Chesterville return to the prominence and the greatness that it once was. Strengthen us as a church. Keep us focused on helping those in the community and surrounding the community with your love and your tenderness and your care. God, just reach out to all of those who have kept a prayer request or a need inside without speaking it. Because the beauty of you is that you know us inside and out. We don't need to say our concerns for you to know that they are there and that you're working on them. God, as a body, just ask. I ask that we just become such an important piece of this returning community, the church that stands on the main street as a beacon of your love, your welcoming attitude, your grace, and your mercy. And God, as always, I ask that you join us as we say that prayer that you taught us. a prayer that reminds us of your kingdom, the prayer that reminds us of your glory and your importance, no matter what the world says. They may turn their back on you, but you will never turn your back on us. Be with us as we say that prayer together, the prayer that says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. And now we'll sing, I Heard My Mother Call My Name in Prayer, which should be in the insert.
I'm kneeling by her bedside in cottage on the hill. My mother prayed her blessing over me. She was talking then to Jesus while everything was still. I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. Heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was anxious for her children to be what they ought to be. She asked the Lord to take them in his care. Just the words I can't remember, but I know she prayed for me. I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Just heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. And I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. I heard my mother call my name in prayer. My heart was touched and tender by the prayer that mother said. I could almost see her form now kneeling there. As she told her Lord and Savior just how far from him I'd stray. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Yes, I heard my mother call my name in prayer. She was pouring out her heart to Jesus there. Then I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. I heard my mother call my name in prayer. Then I gave my heart to Jesus, and I'm living for him now. Someday I'll go to meet him in the air. For he heard my mother praying, and he saved my soul from sin. Yes, he heard my mother call my name in prayer. As he heard my mother call my name in prayer. As she poured out her heart to Jesus there. And I gave my heart to him, and he saved my soul from sin. For he heard my mother call, for he heard my mother call, for he heard my mother call my name in prayer.
Amen. I think you're getting into that, Chris.
No time.
Do my best.
You're doing great. Our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 139, 24 verses in the whole psalm. I prepare these things for Sunday. Told you last week, when you read Paul's things, you need to just go back and study that next time you read the Bible. It takes me a while to connect all these together, Pastor. My reading and your reading and the verses, but they, after a while, they do come together. Psalm 139, the presence and power of God. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path in my lying down and are appointed with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farther limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and a light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. That I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book was written all the days that you were formed for me, when none of them yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. I try to count them. They are more than the sands. I come to the end, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me, those who speak of you maliciously, and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not love those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them as my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Our Mother's Day message.
I chose that particular song. I was struggling not to do the stereotypical Proverbs 31.
I was also looking for the Book of Ruth.
That's the other option. But as I read that Psalm 139, I just get a sense of, as God's doing all of these things in and through us, that there on his side is a mother. A mother who takes that task of shaping and forming her children seriously. I know a lot of great fathers. I would like to say, in some semblance, some level, I too am a good father, but I don't know where we would be as a family. I don't know where we would be as a church. I don't know where we would be as a society without mothers. So today, for my mother, who I know will listen to this recording, I thank her. I thank my beautiful wife of 40 years and 4 children. I thank all of the mothers who are here for all that you've done in shaping our children, shaping your spouses, shaping your community, because you are truly called blessed. So this morning, we pause for a minute to honor and thank the mothers among us, the biological mothers, the spiritual mothers, the grandmothers, the foster mothers, every woman who has poured herself out in love for the next generation. We become mothers in various and sundry ways, some biological, some through adoption, some through foster care, some through just being a lovely neighbor and somebody who is there to be helpful. Motherhood is one of the most beautiful and demanding calls on earth. And sometimes you take the heat. Sometimes in your attempt to form and to guide and to instruct and to create the children that you think our society needs, sometimes you take the brunt of the struggle from those said children who don't want to be held responsible, who don't want to be corrected, who don't want to listen to your instructions. And thank you for standing firm and never giving up. Motherhood is rarely glamorous. It's often exhausting. Yet, and please hear this, and yet eternally significant. I wanted to take a quick look at two mothers in scriptures who don't appear in the famous chapters we sometimes turn on this day. Instead, today we meet Jacoba and Eunice, women whose quiet faithfulness changed history forever. Jacobet, daughter of Levi and mother of Aaron and Miriam and Moses. We find her in Exodus 2. The Israelites were enslaved in Egypt. Pharaoh had ordered that every Hebrew boy be thrown into the Nile River. Imagine the terror of bringing your son into a world that wanted him dead. I'm sad to say, that we do live in a world that wants our children dead. It's not hyperbole. It's not, oh, those people. There's real hatred and evil out there, just as we saw in Pharaoh, that wants our children dead today. Yet Jacobed saw that he was a fine child and hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she made a little ark out of bulrushes, tall grass-like perennials, and placed her baby in the reeds by the riverbank. Then she stationed his sister Miriam nearby to watch as he floated away. This was not abandonment, it was radical trust. She entrusted Moses to the God that she served for his care, and she knew that he was better off somewhere else than in her care. Jacobed did everything in her power to protect her child, and then she placed him in God's hands. I guess sometimes these messages hit closer. Closer to home than sometimes we think they're going to. She refused to let fear have the final word. Mothers, you know something about this. You have stood between your children in danger, physical, emotional, and spiritual danger. You've made hard decisions when the future looked bleak. You have whispered prayers over sleeping children when the news of the world felt overwhelming. Like Jacobed, you have done what you could, and then all you can do is trust them to God. That's a beautiful story. Mom letting go to save the life of her son. Beauty of God is, if we were to close the book at this point, it's a lovely story of encouragement and instruction for us to simply let our children into the hands of God. But we can't go without noticing what God did as this unfolds. He not only saved Moses, he returned him to his mother's arms and paid her to raise him. Pharaoh's own daughter hired Jacobed to nurse her own son. And this, God honors a mother's faith. She sets him adrift for him to grow up into the man that she knows that he could be. And in the glory and in the wonderfulness of God himself, he brings her back to raise the very son that she set adrift. Sometimes things don't work out that way, but yet all we can do is set our children adrift in the hopes and the prayers that God will embrace them and take them into his care. We jump to the New Testament, into the first chapter of 2 Timothy 5. Paul writes to young Timothy, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." Paul, a man of great faith, is speaking to his brother Timothy, praising him about his grandmother and his mother and the faith that they had that Paul is sure is now with Timothy. We know almost nothing about Lois and Eunice. They're never quoted. We don't know their stories of dramatic miracles. But we do know this: their genuine faith took root in Timothy, and through him it helped shape the early church. Timothy became Paul's trusted co-worker. He was a pastor. He was a leader in the early church. And the faith that sustained him did not begin on the mountaintop with Paul. Very rarely do we have conversions that happen instantaneously for no reason. There is almost always some sort of backstory. Somebody who has been praying for that person, somebody who invested some time and energy into that person. And even as they walk away from that person, the prayers continue. There's a biblical idea of the Old Testament, raise the children in the way that they should be raised, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. That's what we have to hold on to. That if we pray and if we raise them right and if we set them on the course that is the best for them, and even if they walk away with many of our children have been doing, through a continued prayer that hopefully, prayerfully, someday, they'll return. But what we can't do is we can't discount those who don't walk away. Their prayers for them are needed as well. It began in ordinary moments around the table, in bedtime prayers, in the way his mother and grandmother lived out their faith in Jesus, even when his father was not a believer. Mothers, never underestimate the power of ordinary faithfulness. What you do as you raise your children, what you have done as you raised your children, is imprinted on them forever. And we can either imprint negatively or we can imprint positively through prayers and faithfulness. So what does motherhood reveal about God himself? Motherhood gives us a unique picture of the heart of God. Scripture often uses maternal images for the Lord. Isaiah 66:13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." Matthew 23:37 says, "Jesus himself said he longed to gather Jerusalem, quote, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings." Mothers reflect God's tender compassion, his fierce protection, his patient teaching, and his willingness to sacrifice for the good of his children. Every time a mother gets up in the middle of the night to comfort a crying baby, she is showing us something true about God himself, who will never slumber nor sleep. To those who are mothers in the thick of it right now, the diapers, the driving, the discipline, the doubts, you are seen. Your labor is not done in vain. To those whose children are grown, your investment continues to bear fruit in ways that you may never fully see this side of heaven. And to those who have lost children, or never had them, this day can bring deep pain. God knows and he sees your mother's heart. The church needs your nurturing love, your wisdom, and your spiritual motherhood. Many of us are here because of women who were not our biological mothers, but who loved us like they were. To men, we can't exclude ourselves in this message of motherhood. Your calling today is to honor, to support, to stand with the mothers in your life, say thank you, help carry the load, speak words of life over the weary. Motherhood is the most, in my opinion, important role. Being a woman in our society is crucial. Your tenderness, your love, your mercy, your ability to put your arm around your children, your neighbors, your friends, is crucially important. Again, my relationship with my children has always, I think, been a wonderful relationship. When the children started to come, Tammy and I made a decision in my career that I would stay home. There were several opportunities for me to take jobs that would take me out of town for periods of time. Tammy was not interested in being a single mother, and so we decided that we would sacrifice the comforts that come with a high-paying income, and I would stay home and be with my children. And I have a wonderful relationship. I guess I could bring four of them in for a time of rebuttal, but I think I have a wonderful relationship with my kids. But the thing that cannot escape my mind is that when there was trouble, when there was pain, when something happened, when there was a problem, when there was a concern, when they were scared, they never came to Dad. It was always, where's Mom? The mom that was the loving mother and also the mean teacher. Homeschooling brings an interesting dynamic in the house, especially if you are a homeschool student of my wife, right, kids? If something was due on Friday, you would start hearing about it on Tuesday, reminding, because Friday's coming and it better be done. Come on, Mom, I'll get it done, I'll get it done. To which Friday had a litany of excuses as to why they forgot it. And even in that struggle, that dynamic of their education and being the one that had to be the meanie so often, in times of trouble, in times of pain, it was always Mom. My one concern when I went off to join is our child who never really fit in to the country community. He was born thinking of big cities, and when he was old enough to leave, my fear was that we wouldn't see him much, which unfortunately he's in difficult to see him, but my bigger fear was that he would forget. That he would forget the importance of Mom. As he went off, my concern was, please God, let him stay in contact with Mom. I would have been okay. I knew that he was off and being a man and growing up and doing all those things that he was supposed to do. But Mom is always Mom. Regardless of your success, regardless of your pain, regardless of your struggle, Mom is always Mom. An update is, hardly ever contacts me. He's always contacting Mom, so I've got to find out everything through Tammy. The importance of Mom in our lives is that which cannot be matched. So our closing challenge today, mothers, your calling is not to be perfect, it is to be faithful. Your calling is to love fiercely, to trust God with what you cannot control, and to point your children to Jesus with your words and your life. I'm a firm believer that those of us who are struggling with our children, who have had times of less than perfection, that God knows our pain, that God knows our struggle, that God knows our situation. Particularly on behalf of the mothers. God values your input and he will honor that in some form or another that, as we said today, we may not know this side of heaven. But I encourage you to continue to pray. I encourage you to continue to dump yourself into those who you value. And God will reward you with peace and understanding. Will you please pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of mothers. We thank you for Jacobed, her courage, and Eunice's faithfulness in her teaching. Strengthen every mother here with your joy. Heal every wound. Multiply the seeds of faith that have been planted. And help us all, whether we are mothers or not, to reflect your nurturing, sacrificial love in our homes, in our churches, and in our world. name of Jesus, who loves us like a perfect parent.
And we will finish up with, if I could hear my mother pray again.
Please stand.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. With wonder, rapture, sweet, my weary heart with me. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice as then, how glad I'd be, would mean so much to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I on Jesus would rely, and always walk the shining gospel way. So trusting still in love, I seek a home above, a child in my mother some bad day. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice as in, so glad I'd be, it means so much to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. Within the old home place, her patient smiling face was always spreading comfort, hope, and cheer. When she used to sing to her eternal King, it was the songs the angels loved to hear. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice as then, glad I'd be, would mean so much to me, I could hear my mother pray again. While the work on earth is done, her life crown has been won, she'll be at rest in heaven. Someday when one she I know will welcome me is that eternal home of peace and love. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear a tender voice as in, glad I'd be, it would mean so much to me. If I could hear my mother pray, I could hear my mother pray, if I could hear my mother pray again.
Happy Mother's Day. Go in the knowledge that you have mattered, you have pushed heaven closer to us through your love and through your tenderness. Go in his grace and in his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.